Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, all this week we've been talking about worship, about attempting to gain some understanding of what Jesus said, the Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and truth. He's seeking them. And then, in order to worship Him, we must worship in spirit and in truth. And as I shared yesterday, worship isn't just singing songs to God, praising God in song, but it's a vital and integral part of our Christian walk. And as I shared yesterday, not only that, it is the ultimate issue in the universe. And to understand that, I shared that when we go back into the time before man was created, there was a beautiful creature by the name of Lucifer, who was perfect in beauty until the day that iniquity was found in him. And he decided he wanted worship. The Lord says his heart was lifted up because of his beauty. And the Lord said, "Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." And so, beloved, we are in a tremendous battle, the battle of the ages, if you will. It's in the unseen realm. And not only is it a battle actuated by hatred for God, but also for His people. And the fact, the real issue is that God has been robbed of His glory. His right to be worshipped has been challenged by the forces of darkness. And so, we, mankind, in turning from our God and disobeying in the Garden of Eden, that we also went the way of Satan. We rejected what God had said. What did the devil tempt Adam and Eve with? "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." But thank God that even before He created man, He had the plan of salvation or redemption in place. And so we are in a tremendous spiritual battle, beloved. And every child of God should be intensely conscious of what the conflict is really all about. Christianity is not some sentimental experience where people turn from doing wrong to doing right, but it's heeding the battle cry that's gone forth. Who is on the Lord's side? Who is prepared to put on the whole armor of God and be ready to defend the holy, sacred name of the Lord our God? The heavenly places were invaded by the anti-God spirit, demanding to receive the worship that rightfully belonged to Almighty God Himself. And the Word does tell us that this spirit of disobedience was cast out of heaven, and the enemy has come down to earth, and he is now raging because he knows his time is short. Service for God, its real value, beloved, is determined not by the multitude of things we do, how many things we can, good things we can seek to add to our Christian to-do list, if you will, but it's by what position the Lord Almighty holds in our life. Is He really the first and most important thing in your entire life? The heart, beloved, the very core of service is worship, which means God and His glory is the motive, it's the reason, and it's the purpose behind all that we are and all that we do. So we all have to ask ourselves of that very important question: does God hold the supreme place of authority in our lives? He doesn't, of course, in the lives of the ungodly. But sadly, unfortunately, neither does he hold that place in the hearts of many Christians. Beloved, are you beginning to get a picture of who the true worshipers are and why the Father is seeking them? He's just not wanting them. He is seeking them of all the words that could be used. The Father desires true worshipers. The Father loves true worshipers. Well, of course, he does that, but he is seeking them. That's a strong word. His eyes rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking those whose hearts are perfect before him, that he might show himself strong in their behalf. God's rightful place, beloved, as sovereign, has been challenged by Satan, by Lucifer, by the hosts of hell. And the beautiful thing is we, you and I, brother and sister, have been given this glorious privilege to praise and worship God and to give him the glory and the honor due his name, to restore to him that glory that the devil and his hosts tried to steal from him, to take and usurp from him. Christ has come to dwell within us. What a wonderful, marvelous miracle and mystery that is. And he begins at the center of our spirit. And what does he do? He brings it to new birth with his own indestructible and incorruptible life. Brother and sister, if you've accepted Jesus, we have eternal life. We have it in Christ, in our spirit. And from our spirit, he works out his salvation through our soul and our body until that glorious day when this corruptible shall put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality. What a glorious prospect. That day is coming. It's hastening, beloved. It's coming soon. In Isaiah 14, the arch enemy said, I'll quote, "And thou saidest in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north, and I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." How could a created creature ever think, be so deceived to think he could do that? The question that arose during this great conflict is, who is to be worshipped? He just laid it out there. And God is raising up some true worshipers who will worship him alone in spirit and in truth. Of course, a third of the angels decided they were going to side with Lucifer. But thank God, two-thirds of the heavenly host decided to remain faithful to the Lord God Almighty. As I've shared in this teaching, there's a threefold division of man. And you might want to read again the fourth chapter of Matthew. It talks about Jesus' temptations after his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness. And first of all, there was temptation of the flesh. Satan came along with that. Turn these stones into bread. Well, he'd gone 40 days without eating. Of course, the natural man wanted that. But this temptation covers not only the appetite for physical bread, but every essential appetite of the flesh, as well as temptation of the body. And then there's the temptation of the soul. Here the battle was on a higher plane, the area of the emotions, the desires of our human nature. Jesus is taken to the pinnacle of the temple, and Satan appealed to the pride of his soul nature. But Jesus won again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And then, what was the third temptation? Do you remember? It was the temptation of the spirit. Here, notice the temptation to his mind, to his will. In what area? It was the area of worship, beloved. Again, the devil taketh him into the exceeding high mountain and shewed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." And Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship, beloved, belongs to God alone. We're tempted in every realm, in the flesh realm. Our love of God is mere affection. But while we walk in the soulish realm, we've not yet seen the call to discipleship that real love demands of us. We're still only concerned about the saving of our soul and self-gratification. But beloved, we have a higher calling, a calling desired by the Father himself to be true worshipers, vessels fit and meet for the Master's glory. It was when Jesus was tempted to worship other than God that he made plain to Satan that only God is to be worshipped. It was the duty of the Son of God to subdue all things in man unto the Father and leave creation with the definite sovereign right of God to receive worship. This is the will of God in the universe, beloved. The will of God is worship. God alone is worthy of worship. Exodus 34:14, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. A couple more scriptures before I close. Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And Revelation 19:10, and I, John, fell at his feet to worship him, and he said, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that hath the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And the Living Bible says, the purpose of all prophecy and of all I've shown you is to tell about Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, we've covered a lot, and it's only really just scratching the surface. There's so much to share about worship. We'll be discovering it all through eternity. But I hope I've given you enough this week to excite and entice your interest to go even further in practical application and in experience and in the Word of God. Well, I love you, and I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write, and know that I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.